Hello, my name's Stephen Schaub. I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Paulette, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is The Evolution of a Project, Part 2. Back around Thanksgiving, I posted part one of this project. It was after my first trip to Central Park in New York City and how absolutely blown away I was by the visual qualities that I was seeing. And in the first audio blog, I talked about sort of how I approach a project and sort of how the creative juice is starting to get flowing and how I do everything I can to sort of, you know, bring that forward and not stifle the project and just let the creativity sort of, you know, happen. Well, since that first post, I've done something which is very standard for me is sort of refine the process. And that's what I've been doing since, you know, coming back to Vermont and processing my film and looking at the negatives and making scans and making prints. I've had a lot of time to sort of sit back, look at the work, look at the prints, look at the scale of the prints, look at what I'm getting out of my film, and just sort of refine. So refine is sort of the next part of the evolution of a project for me. I try not to get too obsessive about it. I try to allow it to be very creative, very sort of free-flowing. You know, I don't try to lock myself into any one sort of particular thing too much. You know, I'm trying to refine. I'm not trying to, you know, completely control. There's definitely a difference. So what have I been refining? Well, for a few examples, I started this project out using Fuji Across, processed in PMK. Or Extol, depending on what I needed. Now I have switched to T-Max 100, processed in CAF and LC. That's a rather large switch. The visual qualities are more in line with what I want. The tonality is incredible, and I'm very excited about what now I will be able to do with my film on my next trip. More on that in a minute. I've switched my meter. I've gone from a digital Pentax spot meter to the metered light pocket spot meter. One of the big advantages of that is my meter no longer looks like a gun, which concerned me on my first visit in New York City. So this is something that's nice. I've spent a little time looking at the way I carry my Cuboid pinhole camera. I've gone through a variety of different bags, from bare bones bags to Domke bags to Billingham bags. You know, I own more bags than almost anybody I know. And for me, you know, coming up with sort of what that sweet spot is very important, you know. And so I'm still sort of working on that end, but I think I'm honing in. So I'll keep you posted on the sort of the bag quest for this project, because I do feel the way you carry your camera and the way that responds to you is an important decision. I spent a fair amount of time looking at different papers. I went from Shikishi, which is a beautiful Japanese paper that I started this project with, to some beautiful papers by Mohachi, to Kodokozo, the papers from Bhutan, you know, all sorts of different stuff. Just sort of looking at visual quality, looking at how scale would reproduce on the different papers. And at the end of the day, I've gone back to what I thought the project should be on, which was the Japanese handmade Shikishi. So that's kind of nice. You know, sort of where I sort of started sort of thinking the prints would be printed on is sort of where I've ended up, at least at this point. So in a nutshell, you know, I've really sort of just been refining. I've been just sort of making small tweaks based upon what I've seen from the results. But most of the tweaks that I've been doing so far have been with regards to technology. They've been technology tweaks or camera tweaks or the way I handle camera tweaks. They really haven't been about what the work itself is really about. So far, I'm really happy with that. With regards to what I'm seeing in terms of visual quality, in terms of the prints, in terms of their feeling and presence on the wall, that seems right on. But that's sort of where the next part of this process goes. Over the next couple of months, I will just be going back and forth to New York, in Central Park, shooting from time to time. One of the reasons I'm making this post today is because I'm going back to Central Park on Saturday, and I plan on doing some shooting there for the bulk of the afternoon. So over the next couple of months or the next year, on my trips back and forth to New York, is when a lot more of the conceptual parts of this project will evolve. You know, the technical stuff now has sort of shaken itself out in a very good way. And now I'm already starting to make notes on ideas and concepts and things that I think are important about the prints and what I'm seeing and feeling in the work. And that's sort of where the process goes now. Now it's just about making the work and about, you know, embracing the work and embracing every single thing about the project. So that's the way that I approach it. So I don't foresee, though, posting, you know, part three for some time. So one thing I will do, though, is I will post a link here with this audio to the images that I've made so far on my personal website. So you can see, I think there's 4 Central Park images already posted. I'll be adding some more of those next week, still from the first trip that I'm working on. And that's about it. Thank you very much for listening. I can't wait to hear your thoughts, and have a great day.